The placement officer let me list my lesser preferences in order, and I caught 4 more days of the wildest aptitude tests I've ever heard of. I mean to say, what do they find out when a stenographer jumps on her chair and screams, "Snakes!" There was no snake, just a harmless piece of plastic hose. The written and oral tests were mostly just as silly, but they seemed happy with them, so I took them. The thing I did most carefully was to list my preferences. Naturally, I listed all of the Space Navy jobs, other than pilot, at the top. Whether I went as power room technician or as cook, I knew that I preferred any Navy job to any Army job. I wanted to travel. Next, I listed intelligence. A spy gets around too, and I figured that it couldn't possibly be dull. I was wrong, but never mind. After that came a long list: psychological warfare, chemical warfare, biological warfare, combat ecology. I didn't know what it was, but it sounded interesting. Logistics Corps. A simple mistake. I had studied logic for the debate team, and logistics turns out to have 2 entirely separate meanings, and a dozen others. Clear at the bottom, with some hesitation, I put Canine Corps and Infantry. I didn't bother to list the various non-combatant auxiliary corps because if I wasn't picked for a combat corps, I didn't care whether they used me as an experimental animal or sent me as a laborer in the terrorizing of Venus. Either one was a booby prize. Mr. Weiss, the placement officer, sent for me a week after I was sworn in. He was actually a retired psychological warfare major on active duty for procurement, but he wore mufti and insisted on being called just Mr., and you could relax and take it easy with him. He had my list of preferences and the reports on all my tests, and I saw that he was holding my high school transcript, which pleased me, for I had done all right in school. I had stood high enough without standing so high as to be marked as a greasy grind, having never flunked any courses and dropped only one, and I had been rather a big man around school otherwise. Swimming team, debate team, track squad, class treasurer, silver medal in the annual literary contest, chairman of the homecoming committee, stuff like that. A well-rounded record, and it's all down in the transcript. He looked up as I came in, said, "Sit down, Johnny," and looked back at the transcript, then put it down. "You like dogs?" "Huh?" "Yes, sir."